Needlessly Complicated, written by Dragonspell and read by Eos Rose. Jared had really thought that this would be easier. It wasn't as if he just expected everything in life to just drop into his lap. It was more that he hadn't expected wooing Jacen to be this difficult. Jared had never had such a hard time trying to start a relationship in his life. He'd spent the past year trying to catch the prickly Green Rider's attention, with each try seemingly only getting Jacen to hate him more and more. Jacen, Jared had decided, was just a disagreeable little prick. But yet, for some reason, Jared was caught as surely as a fish on a hook. It was quite possibly because of the fact that whenever Jared thought that he'd had enough of Jacen's attitude, that he was going to look for someone easier to love, Jacen would turn around and do something just so stunning that Jared couldn't help but fall a little deeper. Such as the way that Jacen had with children, quietly patient, or the way he doted over Karaneth, giving her weekly baths in the hot springs. Such as the way he'd calmly saved Jared's life one day and thought nothing of it, Karaneth springing out of between to blast a quick burst of fire at the thread that had been heading straight towards Jared's head, and then Jacen reaching out to steady Jared on Peroth before flittering away again. How was a man supposed to resist such a feat? How was Jared not supposed to be head over heels for Jacen? If only that attraction would go both ways, Jared lamented frequently. Peroth was starting to groan each time Jared brought Jacen up, which, unfortunately for the large bronze, was just about every day. He couldn't help it. Jacen was sitting there in his thoughts almost as surely as Peroth. If Jared didn't know better, he'd say that he'd impressed with Jacen. Though, if Jacen were a dragon, Jared thought, at least then things between them wouldn't be nearly so complicated. All he'd have to do would be to outfly the rest of the Weir, have the wildest fuck of his life while plummeting to the ground, and then he could happily start engaging in lovey-dovey grooming with his mate. Peroth was right. Humans were needlessly complicated. Jacen, on the other hand, just really seemed to want Jared to go away already. He glared at Jared whenever Jared got near, even if it was just to try and wish Jacen a good day, which Jared tried to do every day. Even Jacen's glares, though, got Jared's blood pumping. He loved the way that Jacen's eyes narrowed and how he'd straighten himself out to his full height, taller than nearly everyone else in the Weir, but still shorter than Jared. He really wished that Jacen would gift him with one of his fond smiles, the kind that Jacen shared with the other Green Riders, but Jared would take what he could get. The first time that Jared had ever had the guts to approach Jacen, the cool, slick, gorgeous Green Rider that headed up his own wing and whom Jared had been admiring from afar for months, ever since he'd impressed with Peroth. It had been right after Jacen had come in from a training session, looking wind-ruffled and positively bettable for it. The sunlight had been streaming in from outside, catching in Jacen's hair to turn it a burnished gold, and caressing the side of his face, loving his freckle-dusted skin. The light had danced along his riding leathers, drawing Jared's eye along every lovingly highlighted line of Jacen's tall body, from the broad shoulders to the slight flare of hip to the arch of his bow legs, accentuated by the way the leather clung. Jared had been writing entire epic poems in his head that would have made a harper weep in envy, and he'd been convinced that he could hear a sweet refrain ringing throughout the Weir as he watched Jacen shake out his short hair and favor his wingmen with brilliant smiles. As far as Jared had been concerned, as blasphemous as it sounded, Jacen had been a deity that day, walking among the mortals. Starstruck, Jared had tottered up to him and stuttered out what he'd thought would be a compliment, because Jacen was, quite simply, the most beautiful person Jared had ever seen. Little had Jared known, however, that Jacen didn't think that pretty was a compliment. In fact, he'd rather take an exception with it. As soon as the word was out of Jared's mouth, Jacen's glowing smile, previously aimed at a fellow Green Rider and briefly turned on Jared himself, had disappeared. His green eyes had narrowed as he hissed, "Go try out your lines on some ninny-headed village girl, Bronze. Just because I ride a green doesn't mean I'll roll over for you." Then he'd turned on a heel and left Jared standing there, wondering what he'd done wrong. Jacen had stalked right back over to Karaneth and remounted her, the both of them soaring off into the sky and leaving the entire weir staring at Jared. Jacen's fellow green rider had glared at Jared and called him an egg-dusted deadglow before stalking off too, and Jared had wanted to sink through the floor. He'd never felt so embarrassed in his life. It hadn't exactly helped Jared's reputation among his new weir mates, the newly impressed bronze rider being told off and rejected by a greenie. Rabom had catcalled across the platform because he was such a whir like that. From there, the relationship between Jacen and him had steadily gotten worse. Jared knew that he was partially to blame. His embarrassment about being so soundly crushed during their first real conversation since impressing their respective dragons had carried over into their second run-in that had ended with Jared insulting Jacen outright, convinced that he needed to win some of his own back. The quick flash of hurt in Jacen's eyes, though, hastily covered up by the vilest insults Jacen's mouth had to offer, disabused him of that. Jared had realized right there and then that not only did he not have it in him to be mean to the Green Rider in front of him, haze him a little like some of his fellow bronzes said he should, but he didn't even want to. From there, Jared had realized that he was well and truly caught, and had dedicated his life to trying to pull at least one smile out of Jacen. If only their sense of humors weren't so seemingly different. Whenever Jared tried to compliment him, Jacen was convinced that Jared was insulting him. When he'd said that Jacen was a great flyer, Jacen had taken it as sarcasm and brushed him off. When he said he liked the way Jacen's legs looked in leather, Jacen had kicked him in the shin. It never ended. And whenever Jared tried to crack a joke, Jacen either stared at him blankly or balled a fist and looked like he was just barely stopping himself from letting Jared have it. Jared didn't remember it being this difficult back when he had been just Jared, and Jacen had been just Jensen. True, there'd been a couple of years between them, but Jared didn't remember Jacen being such a... well... There was only one day that Jared could recall actually having a proper conversation with Jacen, and that had been the day that Jacen had saved his life. After finally landing, having served his duty, Jared had searched Jacen out and stuttered out a thank you, praying that Jacen wouldn't take exception to it like he did everything else. Miracle of miracles, Jacen had just nodded shortly and said that Jared might want to grip more firmly with his knees, that it would give him better control. He'd given Jared a few more tips, ones that had Jared nodding fervently, and Jared had just been so happy that Jacen was talking to him. Talking! Not screaming, not growling, but talking! Then Kanan had called Jacen away, and Jared had had to content himself with getting an unobstructed view of Jacen's ass in the tight riding leathers. That day had given Jared hope. When Karaneth had been preparing to rise for her second mating flight, Jared had finally learned just exactly why Jacen had taken such offense to being called pretty. He'd felt lower than pond scum when he'd found out, because no wonder Jacen was convinced that Jared was just another arrogant bronze rider. Jared hadn't been around for Karaneth's first flight. He'd not yet been considered of age, but when Karaneth II came around, he got to hear the entire story from multiple sources as the entire Weir was buzzing with excitement. Apparently, Karaneth's first flight had been one to remember. Not only had Karaneth flown farther than any Green in half a century, but Jacen, as far as anyone knew, had been a virgin just like his dragon, and not only had he been unsure what to do with the feelings of lust rising in him, but Karaneth's effect on him had nearly overwhelmed him. Jacen, normally so calm, cool, and collected, had been pawing at just about every man in sight before Karaneth had even gotten into the air. It had taken some of the Weir women to hold him back, the only ones who could have safely touched him at the moment. According to one of the Blue Riders that Jared had talked to, the rumor was that, if there would have been time, there probably would have been an orgy before the flight, each of the assembled riders sharing Jacen until he finally managed to calm down. When he'd heard of the possibility of Jacen being passed around like that, it had brought out an irrational jealousy in Jared, while arousing him at the same time. He'd barely been able to focus on the rest of the story after that, like how Weir leader Jafrey had made all of the riders step back at least 20 feet to try and calm Jacen down, like how Karaneth had been won by Bereth, and so Jacen's first had been Canaan, Canaan of the slow smile and the gentle, patient hands. He'd undoubtedly been better for the scared but proud virgin that Jacen had been than Jared would have, as Jared tended to get rough, overeager, and too passionate. That didn't stop him from experiencing a flash of jealousy over Canaan having had Jacen while Jared had not. After everything was all said and done, though, when Canaan and Jacen had parted ways, Jacen had been forced to endure what the Weir considered some good-natured ribbing about his behavior. Knowing Jacen as he did, Jared knew what it must have seemed like to Jacen, the constant invitations for him to drop to his knees, the couple of stolen kisses, the looter suggestions, the endless comments about Jacen's pretty face. It had been no wonder that Jacen had all but chewed Jared up like firestone when Jared had approached him out of the blue like that. Jared must have seemed to be just another one of the late arrivals jumping on the bandwagon. During Karaneth's second flight, as well, Jared had gotten to hear all the lewd innuendos and how the other riders wanted to be the one to take Jacen this time. Beautiful, proud Jacen, who had not been bedded since Karaneth's last flight. Jacen, who had never taken a lover at the Weir, save for the mating flight. A classic loner, time spent with Jacen was considered all the more desirable for its rarity. "It's a good thing he doesn't have a choice about Karaneth's flights," one brown rider had told Jared. "Or he'd never get any relief. Too stubborn to bend over enough to let someone help him pull that stick out of his ass." Whether or not there was indeed a stick up Jacen's ass, it certainly wasn't removed by the man who bedded him during Karaneth's second flight. It had been loud-mouthed Karay, the man who had shared his hopeful suspicions of an orgy with Jared, who'd gotten Jacen then, and while the entire Weir got to hear all about Karay's supposed prowess for weeks afterwards, Jacen didn't look as if he'd enjoyed any of it. In fact, the entire Weir was well aware of what a hunk of firestone Karay was from the way Jacen emerged from the room the day after the flight, looking strung out and needy, obviously unsatisfied, despite Karay's claims to the contrary. It hadn't been until Canaan had ushered Jacen into his own private quarters a few hours later that the need etched across Jacen's face finally abated. Mysteriously, Karay's bragging about the flight cut off completely after 2 weeks, and the man had yet to participate in any of the mating flights since. Jared liked to think that Jacen had finally gotten his revenge, which was good, because Jared himself had been one step away from planting a fist in the man's face. After Karaneth's second flight was over and done with, Jared had continued on his steady campaign to try and win Jacen over. It was just too bad that one of Jacen's defining traits was stubbornness. He'd refused to even give Jared the time of day, and each one of Jared's attempts had been thrown back in Jared's face. Again, this was partially Jared's fault. He was just so damn tongue-tied around Jacen. Like that time Jared had wanted to invite Jacen out for a leisurely flight to try and get to know each other better, and somehow it had ended up with Jacen hurling insults at Jared, again convinced that Jared had been saying that he didn't know how to fly. Or the time that Jared had attempted to ask Jacen to eat with him, and Jacen had thought that Jared was making a mean-spirited joke about his weight. It was all rather disheartening, and there was nothing that Jared could do about it, because Jacen simply refused to hear him out whenever Jared tried to speak, and Jared could never get it right on the first try. Karaneth's third mating flight came and went with the usual fanfare and buzzing rumors about who would get to take Jacen this time, and Jared had watched it all tight-lipped. It wasn't that he begrudged Jacen sleeping with others, voluntarily or not, but it was more that he just couldn't stand the fact that all of these other men had a chance with the Green Rider, and he didn't. Jared was a Bronze Rider. He rode Paroth, one of the largest in the Weir, commanded his own wing, and he was supposed to be somebody. Somebody to be proud of. But yet he couldn't even get the guy he wanted to look his way. It wasn't that Jared was unattractive. He knew that he was. He had plenty of offers and never lacked for company. It was just that, for some reason, he wasn't good enough for Jacen. So Jared had spent Karaneth's entire flight and the subsequent 2 days after in the company of no less than 3 women and 2 of the more discreet riders in the Weir. One an attractive green rider who had Jacen's exact shade of eyes, and the other a very flexible blue named Masha. He'd been reprimanded, of course, for missing his drills, but Jared hadn't cared. He was too busy feeling sorry for himself. It was from that point on that he'd earned a bit of a reputation for being arrogant, something that, again, he undoubtedly, rightfully deserved. The entire month after that he'd spent making cow eyes at Jacen didn't help either, because Jared could barely be bothered to pay attention to anyone who wasn't Jacen. It had taken Jafrey having a private talk with him to get him to snap out of it. "Mope all you want," Jafrey had said, "but don't let it interfere with your duties." Jared had wondered if Jafrey was psychic, because he'd never even told the Weir leader what was troubling him, but somehow Jafrey had already known. It wasn't until Karaneth's fourth mating flight, and nearly a year of unsuccessfully trying to woo Jacen, that Jared was suddenly hit with the idea. He'd been staring at all the joking blue and brown riders as they playfully boasted about their chances with Jacen, about how their dragons were going to catch Karaneth, and he'd possibly been hating them all, when he realized that there was nothing stopping him from being in that crowd as well. There was nothing stopping Paroth from being perched on the ledge, flexing his wings and waiting for the moment that the chase was on. Sure, there was tradition. Bronzes were supposed to fly after golds, after all, not greens. But it wasn't as if Paroth had a prayer of ever beating Jafrey's Nemirth. And Jared certainly didn't have any interest in Hillary. He wanted Jacen. And while Paroth might not be able to outfly Nemirth, he'd certainly be able to outfly the assembled browns and blues that were waiting to chase after Karaneth. The only real problem that Jared could feasibly see was figuring out how Peroth would actually be able to catch quick and lithe Karaneth. The small green was a master at all the acrobatic maneuvers that usually vexed the bigger dragons like Peroth, who was one of the largest bronzes in the Weir. It would take some strategy. Jared had watched the entire mating flight from start to finish. From when Jacen first appeared, looking flushed and irresistible, biting down on his lip in an effort to control himself, to when Jacen's mouth was being claimed by Otis, a brown rider, and the two were being rushed inside one of the private rooms, and he'd imagined himself down there in the crowd. He'd imagined himself instead of Otis, his hands on Jacen's skin, his lips on Jacen's. He was going to make that happen. The first thing that he'd had to do, of course, was ask Peroth's opinion on the matter. Over the past year, despite his occasional grumbling about Jared obsessions, Peroth had patiently put up with all of Jared's rambling monologues about the perfection of Jacen's face and how skillful and talented Jared considered the Green Rider. Peroth was a bit skeptical about Jacen's beauty himself. "Too fragile," he'd told Jared when Jared had made the mistake of asking for Peroth's opinion. Jared had been about to launch into an entire speech about the sheer manliness of Jacen's physique, offended on Jacen's behalf, when Peroth had laughed at him and added, "And his snout is not long enough, nor are his wings. His tail is also quite short." Jared had closed his mouth with a snap, only adding, "His tail is not short," even as he winced at the bad pun. Luckily, Peroth had let it go. Jacen's apparent sad lack of being a dragon aside, however, Peroth had agreed that he seemed suitable for Jared, and that while Jacen was not Peroth's type, Karaneth was certainly a fine flyer. After securing Peroth's cooperation in the matter, the next part of Jared's plans was to study the moves of the Green, the better for Peroth to anticipate her daring flight, and maybe for Jared and him to come up with a suitable strategy for catching her. Bronzes rarely caught the Greens during mating flights, simply because the Greens were too quick and flexible in the air. They flew in literal circles around the heavier bronzes, unlike the smaller browns and the blues who had better chances. Jared and Peroth had spent long hours out on the hilltop surrounding the Weir, analyzing every swoop and dive that Jacen led his wing through. Karaneth tended to favor swooping to her left, if only because her opponents expected her to go right, and Jared made a note of that. He kept trying to approach Jacen, only to be shot down by Jacen's general disagreeableness and dislike of Jared, as surely as thread by fiery dragon breath. He didn't take it as hard anymore, though, because he had a plan. After spending hours studying the Greens, so much so that they were starting to get suspicious, a couple asking him outright what he was up to, Jared and Peroth started to train, trying to get Peroth's body to maneuver well enough to hopefully be able to catch Karaneth. It had taken months of waking up Peroth well before dawn and spending long hours in the sky, but by the time that Karaneth was once again irritable and ready to rise, he was confident that they were ready. Peroth had agreed, confidently boasting to Jared that he would outfly all the other males and mate with Karaneth for sure, and that Jared should just make sure that he upheld his end. Jared had stifled a laugh at being given mating advice from his bronze, but had assured Peroth that as long as Peroth caught Karaneth, Jared would have no problems mating with Jacen. "You hold up your end of the bargain," he'd thought, "and I'll hold up mine." Oh, how little did he know. The moment that Jacen had emerged from his self-imposed seclusion, Jared had been warring with his own anxiety. He'd made the mistake of letting his giddiness about the whole situation go to his head earlier, and he'd told Jacen that he was sure that Jacen was going to enjoy himself. It had been a very stupid thing to say, and not even just in hindsight. Jacen had snarled something about how he didn't submit willingly, and Jared could go get fucked by a watchwer if he thought otherwise. Jared had also been sure that Jacen was going to punch him this time, but then Karaneth had bitten a blue, and Jacen took off running to calm her down. Jared had taken a deep breath and tried to remind himself to be smoother. It wouldn't help, but it was a good thought. Perath didn't join the other assembled males, and Jared thought that this was because Perath was experiencing some lingering nervousness, too. The Bronze tried to deny it, but Jared knew him better than that. He'd waited on the rooftop of the platform for Karaneth and the others, taking to the sky once they all shot past him. Jared heard the whispers as he made his way down to where Jacen was waiting, but he tried to ignore them, holding his head up high and wading through the crowd. Perath was going to win. He was. And Jared was finally going to win Jacen. "What do you think you're doing?" Jacen had hissed, and Jared forced himself to keep a smile on his face, because it was either that or try to kiss Jacen right then and there. Perath was starting to overwhelm him with lust, and Jared didn't have much experience fighting it. He and Perath had only flown in one flight before, and it was all Jared could do not to drop to his knees and try to suck Jacen's cock right then and there. But oh, did he want to. He wanted to do anything and everything to Jacen. Suck him, fuck him, flip it around, and have Jacen do the same. And when Jacen had his eyes closed, linking into Karaneth, and his plush mouth opened to pant, Jared couldn't stop himself from reaching out to touch, even though he knew that it was wrong. Jacen slapped him away, but Jared didn't care. A few minutes later, it was all over anyway, Jacen collapsing forward as Karaneth's psyche overwhelmed his hands clawing at Jared's shirt. The other riders were moaning in disappointment, but Jared only had eyes for the man that he had in his arms. Wanting him, needing him. Perath's desires were pushing through his mind, dictating his every move, and Jared wanted to strip Jacen right then and there and taste his freckled skin. The only reason he didn't was because of the helpful hands that were shoving him towards a room, coaxing Jared into stumbling towards it. Jacen, of course, stubborn, stubborn Jacen, caught himself on the door and refused to go in, but Jared knew that Jacen wouldn't want to be fucked out in the open, and that was what was going to happen if he didn't get inside. Perath was already mating with Karaneth, the two of them free-falling towards the ground, and Jared's dick was throbbing in response. His entire body felt as if it was on fire, like he was about to spontaneously self-combust. And how did other riders even live through this? Jared gasped, grinding himself against Jacen's thigh because he didn't know if they'd be able to get their clothes off for this or not. If they would just end up rutting against each other until their brains dribbled out their ears. But Jacen. The man was maddeningly irresistible. And all Jared wanted to do was just bury himself into Jacen's body and never come out. But Jacen had to be himself. "Let go of me," he growled. And when Jared tried to soothe him, to get him to cooperate just this once, Great Farinth, just this once, Jared would put up with a lifetime of abuse if only Jacen would let him have him just this once. Jacen decked him. Jared's head spun to the side, and Jacen plummeted to the floor like a wounded dragon pitching out of the sky. Instinct, brought on by the dragon emotions swirling through him and the pain of the hit, took over, and Jared was on top of Jacen in an instant, every fiber of his being focused on coupling with the man, regardless of agreement on the matter. Jared pinned Jacen so he couldn't hit him again, and spread Jacen's legs because that was where Jared needed to be. Jacen's bow legs fit perfectly around Jared's hips, looking like they had been made just for this, their curves seemingly matching his waist. He sealed his lips to Jacen's, licking just once for the taste, and then forcing Jacen's mouth open, ravenous for more. He wanted to devour him. It was everything that he'd dreamed that it would be. Jacen was writhing underneath him, finally his for the taking, and months of planning and training were paying off. Finally, after years of pining, he was getting a chance to have the proud, talented man who had stayed just beyond his reach. He couldn't decide where he wanted to touch first. There was just so much of Jacen to explore, so his hands roamed over Jacen's body, trying to touch everywhere at once. Jared was going to bring Jacen so much pleasure that he'd never be able to forget him. Jared would erase every other lover from Jacen's mind, replace every memory with a new one featuring him. "No!" Jacen shouted, breaking through the haze of dragon-fueled passion, and, shocked at the refusal, in the middle of a mating flight no less, Jared froze and stared down at Jacen in disbelief, unable to believe his ears. But Jacen was fighting back against him, pushing and shoving and trying to get away, and this wasn't happening. This wasn't happening. Jared was watching all of his careful planning and his closely held dreams crumble into dust, because despite the fact that this was a mating flight, that it was ingrained in Jacen to want him, Jacen was still turning him down. How was that even fair? Trust Jacen to be the only one in the weir to be able to resist what his dragon-backed, lust-addled mind was screaming at him to do. Jared could have cried, he felt so frustrated. If he didn't get a chance to go through with this, he was, quite simply, going to die. He was going to curl up into a dejected ball of want and need and die. "For the egg's sake, Jacen," he croaked out, blatantly begging. "Could you be agreeable just this once?" His entire body was trembling with the effort it took not to move, not to act. He'd come this far. He couldn't turn back now. His hips rocked instinctively against Jacen's, and he sunk his teeth into his bottom lip, using the pain to try and find some measure of control. "Please," he begged, throwing every last bit of dignity to the wind. Dignity was so vastly overrated, and Jared had already said goodbye to his the first time that he'd ever talked to Jacen anyway. Underneath him, Jacen looked just as wrecked as Jared felt, but he must have had the determination of a rock, because somehow, some way, he was fighting back against the emotions that had to be flooding his body. The same emotions that moved Jared's body for him, making him helpless to fight, and Jacen was resisting them. If it were any other time, that amount of willpower might have impressed Jared. But at the moment, all it did was make him want to beat his own brains out in sheer frustration. Jacen's grudging, "Just get it over with," wasn't the yes that Jared had been naively hoping for, either. Whenever Jared had pictured this moment, he'd never imagined that Jacen would refuse him even now. He'd always thought that Jacen would be welcoming, inviting, that he'd finally want Jared. Instead, here he was, basically telling Jared that Jared would have to rape him if he wanted to go any further. Jared didn't know whether to laugh, cry, or put his fist through a wall. This wasn't how any of it was supposed to go. He'd put in so much work, had finally achieved his goals, and nothing was working out the way it should have. All because Jacen was a disagreeable egg sucker. What hurt the most was the fact that Jacen was obviously expecting Jared to just go ahead and force Jacen into having sex. The fact that Jacen even thought that Jared would be capable of something like that, would be accepting of it, showed just how little Jacen thought of him. That cut straight to the bone. "No," Jared snarled, his anger burning through the lust he'd previously been welcoming. "What do you mean, no?" Jacen demanded, glaring up at him and being irrationally angry for a man who was refusing to have sex with Jared. "Fuck me already." Jared rolled his hips again because he couldn't help it, grinding his cock against Jacen's for the sweet, delicious friction. But that didn't change the fact that Jacen thought that he... "I mean, you dimglow," Jared snapped, "that Peroth and I did not spend months training for this so that I could get the opportunity of a lifetime just for me to have to force you. Scorch it, Jacen, I thought you'd be into this." His naive little dreams shattering and his body in physical pain from the fact that he was not continuing on with the mating, Jared groaned as he rolled off of Jacen and flopped onto his back beside the maddening man. "Forget it," Jared whined, feeling absurdly like he should possibly cry, but yet not managing to find the ambition when he was just too busy fighting off dragon-induced lust. "I don't even want it now." That was a straight-up lie, but Jacen didn't need to know that. In fact, Jacen didn't need to know anything from now on, because this, if nothing else, proved that Jared didn't have a chance with the Green Rider. Jacen simply wouldn't give him one. Jacen, though, seemed actually offended that Jared didn't want to rape him. He shot upward, hissing, "What do you mean you don't want it?" And that clinched it, right there. Jacen was the most confusing man that Jared had ever had the misfortune of falling in love with, and Jared was a moron for ever having wanted him. But for some stupid, asinine reason, most likely Peroth still scrambling his brain, Jared was still half a second away from snatching up Jacen and giving him what he now seemed to want. Scorch it. Jared had wanted a lover, not a man who would drop him as soon as Jared rolled off of him. "I mean, I'll just jerk off," Jared snapped. He doubted very much if that would help, but it was the thought that counted. "Go get bent." Jacen leaned over him, his beautiful face tightening up with rage. His upper lip was curling. It was a familiar look. "You can't just jerk off," he shouted. "It's an egg-blasted mating flight." "I know that," Jared yelled back. He wasn't exactly weak-minded. He knew what these things meant. But like hell was he going to fuck Jacen when Jacen would just see it as another reason to hate him. Jared would rather bed the watchwearer. Jacen's eyes narrowed. "Fucking inexperienced." Oh, there was no blasted way that Jacen was accusing Jared of being inexperienced. Jacen, who had had sex maybe 5 times, had absolutely no wings to fly on. Before he even knew quite what he was doing, Jared rolled them both, putting Jacen on his back on the furs and climbing on top of him. "I'll show you inexperienced," he growled, and started yanking off Jacen's clothes. And Jared must have gotten lucky, because Jacen was finally not protesting. In fact, he was even helping. It might have been the dragon lust getting to him, or it might have been Jared finally getting through to him, but Jared didn't care at that point which one it was. He wasn't going to analyze it, because he had a wild and willing Jacen underneath him, and he'd had more important things to worry about. Like how he was going to make sure that Jacen couldn't sit for a week. Jared liked to think that he proved himself to Jacen. He at least had the scratches and the bite marks to prove it. He'd made Jacen gasp and writhe underneath him. He'd made Jacen beg for more. He would have worried about being too rough, overcome as he was by Peroth's instincts, but Jacen had loved it and had savaged Jared right back. He'd loved it enough to invite Jared for a second round, and a third, that one with Jacen pushing him down and riding him until he screamed. Jacen was currently lying beside him, his naked body curled against Jared's side, his eyes closed and his breathing deep and even, resting after the wild rutting they had just done. Jared trailed his hand down Jacen's arm, the one that rested above the furs that covered them, making him sigh and stir in his sleep, curling closer. Jared's chest felt as if it were shrinking inside, or maybe that his heart was growing to the size of a dragon's. He studied Jacen's face, loving how sleep softened every line, made him look even younger than he normally did. Jacen's lips were parted, slow wisps of breath escaping every time that his chest fell, and they looked so inviting that Jared was tempted to press his own against them. If he thought that it wouldn't have woken Jacen, he probably would have, but at the moment all he wanted to do was stare, drink in his fill. He hadn't seen Jacen so unguarded since they were kids, and Jacen had definitely grown from the moment that he had left their childhood world and the time that Jared had finally been able to join him. He'd matured, and that only made him more handsome, more beautiful. Jared took a deep breath and prayed that, after all of this, Jacen wouldn't want to go back to the way that they were, that he'd give Jared a chance to make him happy, that he'd favor Jared with that smile that he used on the few people who had the pleasure of actually knowing him, that he'd allow Jared in. The very thought made Jared's chest hurt more, and he rubbed at it, trying to soothe the ache. The movement was enough to wake Jacen, his lashes fluttering upward, and his green eyes slowly focusing on Jared's face. Jared didn't dare breathe as he waited for a reaction, wanting to know where he stood, wanting to know if Jacen was okay, still, with him being this close. Or if, now that the lust of the mating flight had abated, and there was only a mere residual thrum, Jared was supposed to maintain a polite distance. Jared thought that that distance might kill him more than an outright dismissal. When Jacen didn't immediately push him away, Jared let his hope grow, just a little. And when Jacen's lips curled upward in a small smile, that hope expanded. "Hi," he whispered, daring to speak since Jacen hadn't kicked him off the bed. "Hi," Jacen echoed, still smiling, and then he leaned closer, crossing the few crucial inches that separated them, and pressed his lips to Jared's. The kiss was dry and soft and ironically chaste after how carnal they had already been with each other. Jared's insides tied up into knots, and he choked back a quiet moan as he leaned into the gentle kiss. After a few moments, Jacen pulled back and Jared licked his lips, still feeling the phantom press against them. With Jacen still smiling at him, Jared felt bold. He kept his eyes locked with Jacen's, but he slipped his hand down underneath the covers to place his palm on Jacen's chest, feeling the steady thump of his heart. Jacen's smile grew hesitantly bigger, the corners of his mouth twitching as if they were unsure before they finally accepted the happy expression. Jared's breath hitched in relief, and he leaned closer to kiss Jacen again. Either this was really happening and Jacen was accepting him, or sometime during the night, Jacen had killed him and Jared had met his maker. Either way, Jared was going to enjoy it. Jacen opened his mouth sweetly under Jared's, coaxing, letting Jared slowly push his tongue inside and meeting it with soft licks of his own. Daring for more, Jared let his hand slide down from the relatively safe area of Jacen's upper chest to the lower part of his stomach, resting his fingertips there and feeling Jacen's muscles contract in response. Something soft and unyielding was brushing against Jared's thigh, and he swallowed hard when he realized that it was Jacen's cock, swelling for him. Jacen's hands tangled in Jared's hair, and Jacen pushed his advantage, moving forward and coaxing Jared back until Jared was flat on the bed and Jacen was sliding over him. Jared moaned, soft and weak, and dropped his hand down to cup Jacen's growing erection. Jacen echoed Jared's moan and pressed deeper into the kiss as his hips began to roll, leisurely rocking himself into Jared's touch. Jacen's own hands moved downward to trail over Jared's chest, his palms resting against the rounded muscle of Jared's pectorals, squeezing gently before moving southward. Content to let Jacen do as he pleased, elated that Jacen wanted him, Jared laid back to enjoy Jacen's explorations, his only movement the slow glide of his hand on Jacen's cock and the instinctual pump of his hips. Jacen sighed as he wrapped his hand around Jared's cock, his fingers closing tight while his thumb teased at the head. Giving himself over to the touch, Jared spread his legs, allowing Jacen more room, and Jacen gladly took advantage of it, his fingers moving down to caress Jared's balls, rolling them gently as Jared hummed in pleasure. One of Jacen's fingers slid even further downward, brushing against Jared's hole before he jerked back as if he'd been stung, pausing for a moment before throwing himself into kissing Jared harder. Knowing a distraction when he saw one, Jared broke away from Jacen's lips and caught the hand that Jacen had wrapped back around his cock. "Did you want to?" Jared asked quietly, moving Jacen's hand back down, pressing Jacen's fingers against his opening himself. It felt rather nice. Jacen stared down in amazement, taking in where his hand was placed before dragging his eyes back up to meet Jared's. You would let me? He asked, disbelieving. Instead of answering with a yes or a no, Jared brought Jacen's hand upward and sucked Jacen's fingers into his mouth as Jacen watched, dumbstruck. When Jared moved Jacen's hand back down, lining one of Jacen's fingers up with his hole and pressing it inside, wonder bloomed across Jacen's face, followed swiftly by arousal. Given such blatant permission, Jacen wasted no time in taking control, crooking his finger upward and rubbing it against a spot inside of Jared that had him seeing stars, his eyes rolling into the back of his head. Jared fell back against the bed and drew his legs up in an invitation for Jacen to do more. Jared knew why Jacen was so shocked that Jared would allow him this, why the mere idea seemed so foreign and exotic to him. For all of the Dragon Rider's supposed sexual openness, this just wasn't done. Greens were not supposed to top bronzes. Tradition said that it violated the natural order, that greens were meant to be submissive in bed. But this was Jacen, and not only could Jared not deny him anything, but Jacen was hardly submissive anywhere, let alone in bed. Jacen was Jacen. The dragons might impress based on some kind of perceived sexual preference. Jacen undoubtedly preferred to bottom, thus why he was selected by a green and not a blue. But Jacen was still a man. And as for Jared, the thought of having Jacen inside of him was too arousing to pass up, even if this would technically be the first time that he had ever allowed himself to be penetrated. It was just lucky that at least one of them knew what they were doing. As his finger slowly explored the inside of Jared's body, pressing teasingly against that one area that made Jared's toes curl and his body want to orgasm, Jacen grabbed the oil that had been provided for them a day ago. When he pulled out to coat his fingers with it, Jared groaned in disappointment, having grown used to the feeling of Jacen inside of him, having liked it. "More?" Jacen asked, and Jared nodded. Jacen's smile in response was brighter than the sun. Instead of immediately penetrating him again, though, Jacen leaned forward and gripped Jared's dick, sliding his mouth down over it. "Great Farinth!" Jared breathed, sitting up on his elbows to watch his cock disappear and reappear between Jacen's plush lips, feeling the wet heat of Jacen's mouth surrounding him. He could have died happy with the sight seared into his brain. Jacen hummed around Jared's length, and Jared was collapsing backward, unable to hold himself up anymore. The pleasure of Jacen's hot mouth on him was distracting enough that Jared nearly missed Jacen pushing inside of him again. Jacen breached him with two fingers, stretching him, and the feel of it was nearly as good as Jacen's lips around his cock. He didn't know whether to push down onto the fingers or to push up into Jacen's mouth, so he tried to do both, a small rocking of his hips, and he was going to come far too soon if Jacen kept this up. Jared reached down to grip Jacen's hair, tugging on it. "Stop," he pleaded. "Stop, stop, stop." Jacen pulled off of Jared immediately, Jared's wet cock flopping against his stomach and his fingers stilled inside of Jared. "Stop?" In the breathlessness of his tone, there was also a note of something else that Jared couldn't quite make out. Fear, maybe, but Jared didn't have the wherewithal to analyze it. When Jacen started to pull his fingers out, though, Jared knew enough to stop him, grabbing a hold of his wrist and keeping him still, keeping him inside. "I'll..." Jared tried to suck in enough air to get out the words. "I'll come if you keep..." He pushed Jacen's fingers as deep inside of himself as he could, closing his eyes. "Just... no, Jacen." "Oh," Jacen replied as he deciphered what Jared was attempting to tell him. "Oh," he repeated, pulling his fingers out and leaving Jared empty. "Oh." It seemed to be the only word that he was able to say, but as long as he got inside of Jared quickly, filled him up again, Jared didn't care. Jared's wish was granted when, within a few moments, Jacen was moving over top of him, one hand pressed into the bed beside Jared's chest, with the other lining himself up with Jared's hole. As the blunt tip pressed against Jared, he shuddered and spread his legs as wide as he could get them, trying to accommodate Jacen. Jacen bowed over him as he slid in enough to have Jared open around the shaft of his cock, his head dropping to rest against Jared's chest as he panted. "It's tight," he whispered. Jared swallowed hard, realizing that not only was this the first time that he'd ever been penetrated, but it was also most likely the first time that Jacen had ever penetrated another man. It was new to both of them, virgins in their own way. They both moaned as Jacen pushed in deeper. Wanting to see Jacen's face, to see his expressions as he thrust inside of Jared, Jared reached down and cupped his hand around Jacen's cheek, his fingers sliding underneath Jacen's jaw and tilting his head up. Jacen's eyes flickered open, but they were glazed over, hazy. Jared wondered if he was seeing anything more than blurs. And then Jacen's face scrunched up in pained pleasure as he finally settled all the way inside of Jared, his hips pressed flat against Jared's body. "Oh, by the void," he muttered, and Jared nodded in agreement. Having Jacen inside of him was blowing Jared's mind. He felt as if he were free-falling, pushed off out of the sky. He ran his hands over Jacen's shoulders and down the front of his torso, moving them all the way down to where he could feel they were connected. Jacen whimpered as Jared's fingers brushed the base of his cock, and his hips rolled, starting to thrust. "Ugh," Jared gasped, feeling Jacen pull out of him only to rock back in. "Oh, go." It felt strange to have something push in and out of his ass, something fucking him and out of his control, something that he could do nothing but lie back and accept. And he knew that he didn't have a prayer of lasting because Jacen just felt too good sliding out of him, leaving him feeling open and hollow, and then pushing back in, stretching him, filling him. Judging by Jacen's soft, whimpering noises, Jared wasn't the only one either. Jared tried to lift his hips up with each thrust, meeting it instinctively and biting his lip to try and not come. It was a losing battle, but one that he was determined to fight. When Jacen spit in his palm, though, and wrapped it around Jared's throbbing cock, all bets were off, and he came with just a few tight pulls, shouting to the rooftops and not caring who heard. His orgasm tightened him almost painfully around Jacen's cock, and Jacen shuddered as he started to thrust harder, faster. He'd long lost the rhythm and was just moving towards completion. Jared was just beginning to come down off of his climax, relaxing against the bed, when Jacen came inside of him, pulsing and filling him with warmth. It made Jared's toes curl and his dick try to twitch again, as if pretending that it still had the ability to get hard. Jacen rocked against him, hard, and then collapsed on top of him, sprawling out bonelessly. Jared accepted the weight, his arms wrapping around Jacen's shoulders as he nuzzled at Jacen's hair. They stayed that way for a few long minutes, just breathing steadily against one another in comfortable silence until Jacen finally spoke. "Thank you," he said quietly, rubbing the tips of his fingers against Jared's skin. Jared smiled down at him. "My pleasure," he replied honestly. He squirmed slightly, just to feel Jacen still inside of him and to make Jacen gasp. Jacen's cum was still inside of him as well, something that made Jared happy on a very basic, primitive level. He knew it was silly, but it felt as if Jacen had claimed him in some way. Now, if only he could be sure that it was permanent. Much to Jared's disappointment, Jacen finally let himself slip out. He couldn't feel too bad, however, because Jacen didn't go far. He flopped himself back down onto Jared's chest and resumed tracing random patterns there. "What did you mean earlier?" Jacen asked, deceptively casual. "About the training?" Jared groaned. That was right. He had let that slip, hadn't he? He supposed that he had been hoping that if he forgot about saying it, then maybe Jacen would forget that he had said it as well. It had been hours since then. Hours spent trying to orgasm in every position imaginable. If that was what mating flights were like, then Jared couldn't wait for Karaneth to be ready to fly again. "Ask me something else," Jared said, shaking his head. "Anything else?" He'd talk about anything else under the double moons. He was flushing slightly in embarrassment just from thinking about it. Jacen looked up at Jared. "Why?" Ah, yes. Jacen would just not be Jacen without that stubborn-to-a-fault demeanor of his. Jared smiled helplessly before it. "Because if I tell you about that, you'll find me creepy and obsessive, and you won't want to be with me." Definitely true. Jared found himself to be creepy and obsessive. "And I most certainly want to be with you." Jacen blinked and pushed himself onto all fours, looming over Jared. "Be with me?" he asked, staring hard at Jared. Jared's stomach flipped over as he became convinced that he'd said something wrong again. No, he was just starting to get used to this. "Be with you," Jared repeated weakly, his mind spinning madly, trying to find another way to phrase it. "But you are with me," Jacen said, sounding quietly puzzled as he stared down at their naked bodies. "So you can tell me." Jared groaned again. "No, I want to be with you, Jacen. Your lover. I want to be your lover." Jacen bit his lip, still staring down at Jared. Great Farinth, he was going to make him say it, wasn't he? He was going to make Jared toss every shred of possible dignity clean out of the weir. Then again, Jared should have been used to this by now. Jared sighed and glanced up at the ceiling for strength. "I want to be yours, possibly forever, if you'll have me." Jacen's heat left Jared's body, and Jared hurriedly looked back towards where Jacen had been to see Jacen sitting completely upright, a glare half-formed on his face.
If this is some kind of bronze joke.
Shards, Jared said, moving to sit up as well. His hand latched onto Jacen's hip, trying to keep him in place if Jacen was thinking about leaving. No, Jacen, I swear it's not. He tried to project sincerity and honesty before deciding to play the card that Jacen had wanted in the first place. Proth and I trained for months just so that I could win you during Karaneth's mating flight, he confessed, dropping his eyes in embarrassment. I'd been trying to get you to notice me for an entire year before, and I thought that it was my only chance.
But you've been a jerk, Jacen said in amazement. Every time we've met since you came to the Weir, you've just insulted me.
Jared's stomach dropped. Here they went again. He could already see this conversation plummeting out of the sky before it even managed to take off. Oh, Farinth, help him to find the right words this time. No, he denied. No, really, I haven't meant to. For being naked and straddling Jared's equally naked body, Jacen managed to look quite self-contained and almost wrathful.
You said I was a bad flyer. You made fun of my legs. You called me fat.
Jared swallowed and took it as a good sign that Jacen had yet to remove the hand on his hip.
I didn't say you were a bad flyer. I was trying to compliment you. I think you're the best flyer in the Weir.
Jacen didn't have a response for that, and Jared could just about visibly see him trying to play back the conversations that they'd had in the past.
And I know that I didn't make fun of your legs because, shells, Jacen, I like your legs.
He took a quick moment to appreciate the legs in question, because he liked them probably a lot more than he should. They made him think dirty thoughts in inappropriate places, and riding leathers hid absolutely nothing. When he skated his gaze back up to Jacen's face, he could see a slight blush staining Jacen's cheeks.
And the time that you thought I was calling you fat, I really just wanted to have dinner with you.
He could tell that Jacen was thinking about all of what he'd said, turning it over in his incredibly quick mind, and Jared dared to hope that maybe, just maybe, he was actually getting somewhere. Then Jacen looked away and his voice turned quiet.
You also said some things about my orientation, what you thought I was good for.
A large kernel of guilt lodged in Jared's chest because that was true. He didn't even have a defense against that. He'd been responsible for hurting Jacen like that. But yet, Jacen was still here. Jacen was still giving him a chance to try and explain his behavior, and Jared hoped fervently not to mess it up this time around.
I'm also a big stupid weary who can't handle when the most gorgeous guy he's ever seen rejects him, he confessed.
Jacen tilted his head, looking more curious now than angry or hurt, and Jared prayed that this was indeed the right path to be on.
Reject? He asked.
Jared nodded sheepishly. That day on the platform, I'd walked up to you and called you pretty.
I didn't know what that word meant to you, Jacen, Jared said, cutting him off before he had a chance to get started.
I'm sorry, I didn't know what it meant until a lot later. You were beautiful. He glanced away, unable to believe that he was confessing all of this. Ever since I'd impressed with Paroth and got the chance to see you again, I'd been wandering around and just thinking about how much you had changed, how much I had changed. I mean, you were no longer just the older kid that taught me how to fish one day. He paused with a small smile, remembering the day, before he added wryly, when, you know, you weren't thrashing me within an inch of my life for being shorter than you. Only Jared had eventually won that match, hadn't he? You were this gorgeous wingleader who could outfly anybody on your green. I had stars in my eyes. When he finally dared to look back at Jacen, Jacen was staring at him, flummoxed. Jared wondered if he should say more, just push every thought that he'd ever had out into the open, seeing as how Jacen was actually listening to him. But he knew better. His mouth would run away with him if he let it, and sometimes it was really just better to shut up. He'd learned that from Jafrey. Jacen sat in silence for a long enough time that Jared thought that he would go crazy if he had to wait another second. The only thing stopping him from doing so was the fact that Jacen was still sitting on top of Jared, and that could never be a bad thing as far as Jared was concerned. He pushed away the inappropriate thought of reaching out and fondling Jacen's soft, still oil-slicked cock, just because it was there, and forced himself to focus on Jacen's contemplative face. Jacen stopped himself and then continued, "I think I'm going to kiss you now." Jared blinked, dumbfounded for half a moment before Jacen's words caught up with him. He grinned. "Really?" Jacen silenced him effectively with a kiss, and Jared was all too happy to give in to it as Jacen cradled his face and kissed him until they were both breathless. When they broke apart again, Jared's grin reappeared. "Does this mean you'll move in with me?" he asked hopefully. It was a question he'd been dying to ask ever since he'd been granted his own quarters and no longer had to share. Jacen wrinkled his nose. "No," he said flatly, and just like that, Jared felt his dreams crystallize and shatter, dashed to pieces by one simple word. "What? But..." Jacen raised his eyebrows, a quiet smile playing around his mouth. "Have you seen my quarters? They're some of the best in the Weir. I'd have to be insane to give them up. You can move in with me instead." It took a few seconds for Jacen's words to penetrate through the cloud of disappointment that Jared had been floating through, but when they did, it was as if the weight of the world had suddenly dropped off of his chest. He felt light enough to fly, even without Peroth beneath him. And then he knocked Jacen over backward, startling a laugh out of him, as Jared set about trying his very hardest to let Jacen know that he had made the absolutely right decision. Wooing stubborn, proud, gorgeous Jacen was most certainly not easy, Jared knew, but it was definitely worth it. 4 months later, Jared stood impatiently in the crowd of assembled riders, waiting for Karaneth to decide to fly once again. The effect that she'd been having on Jacen all week was, in Jared's mind, the best thing to ever happen, because Jacen had been simply insatiable every day, barely managing to find the ambition to leave their bed and Jared's cock alone in order to do drills. Jared didn't think that he'd been sucked, fucked, or just plain played with so much in his entire life, because every time he turned around, Jacen was bending himself over, already slicked up or dropping to his knees or just reaching out to fondle Jared's cock. That last one quite often in public, which Jared would then have to regrettably either put a stop to or find someplace more private to continue on, because with Karaneth coming into her cycle, Jacen had an excuse for his behavior, but Jared did not. Jared had never felt so scandalized yet aroused at the same time. The couple of rounds that Jacen had convinced Jared to go before Jared had to rush off for a meeting hadn't seemed to put a dent in Jacen's libido either. He'd spent the whole day teasing the ever-loving crack dust out of Jared, just because they weren't allowed to touch anymore. Tradition maintained that they refrained from sexual contact at least 12 hours before a mating flight, and judging by Jacen's current overall mood, that just wouldn't be feasible if Jared so much as brushed up against Jacen's side. As if that wasn't bad enough, Peroth was scenting Karaneth's pheromones now and pumping Jared full of lust from that side. He was going to explode before the mating flight even got the chance to make it off the ground. Jared stared hard at Jacen, who was staring right back at him, his tongue tracing his upper lip like he was starving, and Jared was a juicy steak all laid out for him.
and Jared sent one last furious thought at Paroth. You better catch her, you overgrown lizard, or I'm skinning you. Paroth merely laughed back at him. You hold up your end of the bargain, he said, repeating Jared's words from months ago, and I'll hold up mine. The End.